Hi, I'm Tim Keenan, audio engineer and owner of CreativeMediaRecording.com. I'm departing from my usual audio format today so that I can talk about some of the audio gear we saw at last week's NAB convention in Las Vegas. Now, for those who don't know what NAB is, that's the National Association of Broadcasters annual trade show. It used to be primarily for TV and radio broadcasters, but it's evolved over the years to encompass all audio and video post-production services and producers as well. I'd say the mix, in fact, is about 50-50 between broadcast folks and non-broadcast folks. And we've been attending this thing for years. It was a very cool show this year, and the mood seemed much more upbeat than last year, related to the economy. We got a chance to meet a lot of the folks from the production music and sound effects libraries, the equipment manufacturers. We got to test mics from all the majors, check out isolation booths. The list goes on. I could talk all day, but I'm not. Today, I wanted to touch on five pieces that I saw that I thought both voiceover folks with home studios, as well as video shooters and editors would be interested in, all to make their audio sound great, because that's what we're here about at Creative Media, making projects sound great. And I'll be posting links to these products that I'm mentioning on Twitter, so you can check my Twitter page for those very soon. First off were these very interesting tiny fuzzy windscreens from a little company in Denmark called Bubblebee. They kind of look like those tribbles from the old Star Trek show, and they come in a couple of sizes to fit lavalier mics or headset mics. They cut down on wind noise outdoors or plosive sounds if you have a small mic close to your mouth. They were very fun. I just got a kick out of them. Next was a very cool microphone shock mount for large diaphragm voiceover mics from Rycote. Now, I've seen a few reviews of this over the past few months, but here we got to actually see it, touch it, and test it out on the show floor. First of all, it has a windscreen that easily folds down out of the way if you want, and the windscreen's easily removable and washable if you have a lot of folks on the mic like we do and you want to clean things up between gigs. It's really well designed with no rubber bands that can stretch or break, and it does a fantastic job of isolating the mic from bumps and thumps. This one is on my wish list for the studio here. Third on my list was a new VO mic from Sennheiser, the sister company to Neumann. It's called the MK4, and it has a very affordable price point for the quality of mic that it is. We got to talk into it and test it out on the show floor, which I'll grant you is not the best environment for testing mics, but it sounded pretty cool, and it has great specs. The MXL booth, Marshall Labs, had a variety of mics that we got to check out. You're likely familiar with these folks for their affordable VO mics, but one new product that they were showing was an acoustic reflection filter that fits around voiceover microphones on the mic stand to help isolate the mic from extraneous noises. It was adjustable and could close up to move out of the way if you needed that. It was very well made and had a great price point for this type of filter of just $199. And the fifth product I saw and liked that can be used in a home studio setup, a video edit bay, in the field, on a video shoot, or just on the go with a laptop was a two-mic preamp and a direct USB interface from Sound Devices called the USB Pre-2. Now, Sound Devices is already known for their high-quality preamps and remote recorders, but this was a tad different. They were demoing it on the show floor with a mic right into a laptop running Soundtrack Pro, the same recording software we use here at Creative Media. The Pre-2 gives you two mic inputs, so if you ever find yourself in an interview situation needing that extra mic input, and it has a direct USB connection to your computer using their A to D converters, and all very reasonably priced considering the design quality. So there you have it. We saw lots of great stuff at NAB, and I could have talked about more, but these were some of the fun new standouts for me. Until next time, I'm Tim Keenan from CreativeMediaRecording.com. Thanks for listening.